This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of weeks ago, Matt Levin did a story about all the benefits that artificial intelligence might bring to the business of law. The nonprofit California Innocence Project is starting to use AI to sort through stacks and stacks of documents looking for evidence that could free the wrongfully convicted. Big national firms are already deploying AI specifically trained on the law to save them time and, in theory, their clients money. You get the picture, right? But if that is the upside, surely there's a downside? Here's Matt again.
Caretha Perry has been a paralegal for more than 20 years, mostly with a legal division in the Army. Generative AI really wasn't on her radar until a couple months ago when she took a continuing education workshop. Her instructor had ChatGPT up on the classroom projector. She told it she wanted song lyrics that were some blend of Madonna and Stephen King.
I started creating the Stephen King-ish Madonna song. It was good. It was pretty good what it was typing, you know.
Most amazing was just how fast the AI was writing all of this.
And I just thought, this is replacement. This would replace Madonna. This would replace the Stephen King. This is going to replace a lot of people.
Including maybe her. Paralegals don't typically spend their days creating Madonna, Stephen King mashups, but a lot of Perry's job is writing and research, looking up a statute or case law, seeing if it's relevant to what her boss wants, drafting a brief about it. Tasks new legal AI tools are pretty good at. Her boss has joked with her about this.
He said, well, I just open up the software, I type it in, I want cases, statute, I've got it instantly. No need for you.
A recent Goldman Sachs analysis estimated that 44% of work tasks in the legal industry could soon be done by AI. Of course, that 44% number is just a guess. Toni Marsh is a lawyer who runs George Washington University's paralegal program. She doesn't think paralegals will go the way of travel agents or VCR technicians.
They'll just do more stuff, right? So if it takes me 2 hours to do a brief instead of four, then I'll just write two briefs in a half a day instead of one.
Marsh is already tweaking her curriculum for next semester to incorporate AI. Maybe more talking about a legal argument, less actually writing that argument.
Because now with ChatGPT, everybody turns in these, you know, these perfect five paragraph essays that are structurally sound. So that's something that I no longer need to teach them.
While paralegals will likely be on the front lines of the AI revolution, lawyers are also worried. Attorney Stephen Wu at Silicon Valley Law Group was around for previous technological leaps like the PC and the internet. Those made lawyers more efficient and did not result in fewer lawyers.
But I think in this case, what we're talking about is creating more jobs for companies that are the vendors to law firms rather than the law firms themselves.
And while Wu thinks AI is going to make some aspects of a lawyer's job far easier, in the next few years, certain parts are going to be a lot tougher. You know, like proving reality.
You may be an opponent of evidence where the other side is trying to introduce something that is an actual deepfake and trying to pass it off as something real. And then you have the flip side where you're the proponent of the evidence where the other side claims it's a deepfake and it's real.
Photographs, videos, audio recordings, AI is getting really, really good at generating those. Let's say you claim you have a recording of a certain high-profile public radio host confessing to a crime.
You know those mattress tags that say, don't remove under penalty of law? I can't stop ripping those off. I sneak into mattress stores in the middle of the night and just go nuts.
Okay, so that doesn't sound exactly like Kai, but I whipped it up in like half an hour on an AI voice cloning service that costs $5 a month, and that tech is just getting better.
Give it 2 months. Give it 3 months.
Hani Farid is an expert in digital forensics at UC Berkeley. He says he's already getting contacted by law firms to help verify that multimedia evidence is not deepfaked. Farid does a lot of pro bono work, but for his paying clients...
I charge $1,000 an hour. I cost what an expensive lawyer costs. I can only take so many cases, and there's only a handful of us who work at this level.
So while AI might save time and money on some legal work, it could make authenticating basic evidence much more expensive. The good news is Fareed thinks this will be more of a temporary problem than a forever one. Watermarking both AI and real recordings will eventually solve a lot of it. But until that happens, things in the judicial system are going to get messy.
This is not AI. This is the real Kai. And I just want to say I promised Matt Levin last year I would give him a huge, huge raise. This is a legally binding promise.
Think that'll hold up in court? I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.